we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So we, all the doctors that we were previously with, were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at a pair of just released economic reports.
First, the nation's unemployment lines got a bit longer last week. The Labor Department reporting that 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits, and that's 11,000 more than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in Missouri, Kentucky, Alabama, Michigan, and Mississippi. On another economic front, the National Association of Realtors released a report showing the sales of existing homes are down more than analysts expected. They dropped 2.5% in April, ending two straight months of increases. Economists were expecting just a 0.2% decline in April. Experts say, though, a shortage of available properties is a major reason for the drop, as existing home sales do account for 9 of every 10 home sales in America.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down right around 70 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One of the big stories of the day is President Trump saying thanks but no thanks to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as he withdrew from the North Korea summit. The president expanded on why the move was made.
With respect to the future of North Korea, but if they don't, we are more ready than we have ever been before. North Korea has the opportunity to end decades of poverty and oppression by following the path of denuclearization and joining the community of nations. And I hope that Kim Jong-un will ultimately do what is right, not only for himself, but perhaps most importantly, what's right for his people, who are suffering greatly and needlessly. All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed. No way it can happen otherwise. If and when Kim Jong-un chooses to engage in constructive dialogue and actions, I am waiting.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. Okay. Yeah, I got to probably warm up my my mafia references, Godfather, Goodfellas, you name it. Because, boy, did we get an example. We get an example this past week of, what government has actually become here in this country. And no different. No different than the mafia. No different at all. Story this past week, Supreme Court opens up sports betting across the country. Now, I, for one, I'll give you my take on this. I don't gamble. I do not gamble. It's not my bag. One casino I've been to, actually, I was in the Hard Rock in Tampa one time for a meeting. I went to the one in Atlantic City for a party years ago. I didn't stay on the casino floor at all. I wasn't interested. Atlantis in the Bahamas is nice. You know, it's funny. You got to walk through the casino to actually go to the beach. But anyway, I don't gamble. Never played blackjack. Never played roulette. Never pulled a slot machine in my entire life. Not interested. Never placed a bet on a football game. Either. Not interested. But, again, some people are. Okay. Some people like to smoke cigarettes. Not good for them. But, hey, to each his own. I don't think that I should say whether or not one wants to gamble. I'll be honest with you, my aunt said I grew up in a very much an Italian upbringing. It was my house, my aunt, my grandmother's house next door. And my aunt, who was a brilliant lady, she liked to go to the casino every now and then. And I remember her telling me when I was a kid, and she's like, yeah, she says it's entertainment. I have a good time when I'm there. I see a show. We go out to dinner. I gamble $200. That's my limit. Once I hit $200, whether I win or lose by the time I'm there to the time I leave, that's it. Okay. I get that. Man, let's be honest here. If I want to go to Disney with my family of five, that's gonna run me at least a grand for the day. At least. So I get it. It's all right. So I'm not commenting on the morality of gambling at all. In fact, you know, you've heard me comment here on the program. Rather than be a, you know, you want to go out there and trade stocks, you're better off going and gambling because they'll at least give you a brunch maybe in the morning and a free cocktail or two rather than lose your money trying to trade stocks. But the Supreme Court opens up sports betting around the country. And everybody wants to know what the ramifications are, what this means. I look at it this way. I look at this as, again, the United States government acting in the same way. And again, it's going to see how it plays out. It's not just the U.S. government. It's going to be state governments as well. You got to think of the state governments kind of like the lower, high up the chain, like the capos. The capos in the mafia family. Federal government's the big one. The federal government is going to threaten some sort of legislation. Congress is going to threaten something that they're going to take control of the entire thing, which will scare all of the capos, all of the states out there, to kick in money up to the federal government. But here's an example. Here's an example of the mafia at work, your government. State doesn't build, doesn't create, doesn't do a damn thing, just takes. That's it. That's it. All of these casino operators, they already have infrastructure in place waiting to go. Waiting to go because they knew this was coming down the pike and they figured that they were going to win. You know, you take a look at the law. Yeah, they should have won. They did. So they were ready to go with this. Now what's going to happen is how much they're going to have to kick up to the states. The states are they're probably going to take 50% or more. 50% or more is going to go to the government. Why? What did the government do? Government do anything? Facilitate anything? Build anything? Create anything? No. No. Think of the movie Godfather 2. It's a good way of looking at it. And I've brought this example up on the program in the past. Got this character in Godfather 2, Don Fanucci. It was brilliant. Brilliant the way Coppola filmed this and how authentic it seemed. Walking around Lower East Side of Manhattan, going from store to store to store, shaking down businesses. White suit. And what did he tell the business owners there? I'm there to wet my beak. Just want a little bit, want to wet my beak. Would stick his hand into the register, take money. That's what government does. And it's funny, maybe people don't even think about it. They don't have any problem with it at all. Oh, your government's going to do all sorts of good stuff. No, government is going to blow most of this money. They really are. Funny, the government has been prosecuting people for bookies and the mafia for engaging in sports betting for how many years? Decades and decades and decades. Now it's going to be a core business of the state. You understand how difficult it is maybe for some people to get their arms around this and have any respect at all for government? I don't. I don't respect politicians. I don't respect government at all. Because they're thugs. The states, they're going to act like a thug. They're going to come in and they're going to take. Again, this entire industry, I don't believe in. I don't. But hey, they're businesses of vice, are they not? Another Godfather reference. In the first Godfather, when he's sitting down with Sollozzo, the Turk, in the beginning of the movie, and the Turk wants to get the family involved in drugs. And Don Corleone wanted no part of it. He wanted no part of it. He felt that he had a responsibility for the neighborhoods that he was overseeing, and he didn't want drugs in those neighborhoods, and he felt that it was going to be the downfall of them all. And he said, he made this line, and I'm paraphrasing it, he said, the politicians and the people that are on our payroll, they're not going to support us anymore if we're involved in drugs. He said drugs is a dirty business. But he said gambling and women and they consider those things harmless vices. Well, who's in the business now of harmless vices? Think about the money that comes in from cigarettes. The amount of money that comes in from alcohol. The amount of money that comes in now, it's going to be coming in now from gambling. You tell me what the difference is. What's the difference between the mafia and government? Anyway, this story, and I alluded to this, it went through. In California, again, government, mafia, you don't own it. You don't own your own land. Last hour, we're talking about, here on the program, talking about what was happening in the state of Illinois. State of Illinois, raising property taxes even higher. You don't own your own land here in this country. Now, I want everybody to understand this. I've talked about this before on the program, and maybe people aren't listening properly. You're a serf. I'm a serf. You're a serf. We're all peasants. We all live on the Lord's manor. Yes, we do. Oh, you paid your house off in full? So what? See what happens if you stop paying your property taxes. See what happens to your home. I'm the king of my own castle. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not even close. You're not even close. Because if you don't do what the government tells you to do, they're going to take it. Not only that, now you're being told how your house has to be built. This is in California. All new homes being built in California after 2020, not just single-family homes, any dwelling under three stories high, which means condos, apartment buildings, you have to put solar. You have to put solar panels on your roof. You have no choice. So, again, when you hear me on the program go off on rants from time to time, yelling about people who talk about America and freedom. Remember that from the movie The Campaign with Will Ferrell? What was his line? There, it was, it was like America, Jesus, freedom. Sounds good. Freedom. Freedom. You live in a free country? So when you live in a free country, they can take your house. And you stop paying your VIG to the Lord, you lose your house. Now in California, you don't build the house the way California wants you to build the house, putting the inefficient, stupid solar panels on the roof. You don't get to build a house. You're free. Maybe you people don't understand what that word means, okay? Freedom doesn't mean, oh, I can choose to watch whatever I want on Netflix at any time. No. You people don't understand what freedom is really about. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff at the site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom-built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom, and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Always, always honored to have you tuned into the big program. Alrighty then. You know what? I want to get back into business. Again, okay? People, I don't have an Elon Musk voodoo doll here on my desk. I don't. I just find Tesla, amongst other companies as well, really good examples. Excellent examples of how to go about analyzing businesses and understanding fundamentals. And I think it's a great example to teach people a little bit about investing. Now, several stories about Tesla came out, shutting down their Model 3 production for another 6 days in May because they've got to figure out how to work an assembly line. One thing. He also flattening his management structure and reorganization. I don't know exactly what that means. Now, again, does Tesla do some cool stuff? Yes, it does. I'm not a particular fan of the car. I'm not. The one car is over $100,000, and it pretty much looks like a Honda, if you ask me. Big deal. You can plug it in. You can plug in lots of cars. Yip-de-doo-da. From the get-go, we told you that this company was in trouble for a myriad of reasons. First and foremost, okay, let's just look at the latest numbers here. Lost $1.1 billion in cash in the last quarter. Now, let's look at its competition. And these are simple things that you can look at. I got word that BMW, no joke, is going to be leasing its i3 electric vehicle. Some are saying for as low as $55 to $100 a month. Yeah. That was on Bloomberg. I placed a call to the local BMW dealership, and I haven't heard back from them yet. That Bloomberg reporting. So let's just say if they're wrong. Let's say if it's $150, $200 a month. It's a BMW. Now, let me make a point here. Anybody out there think BMW is making money on that car? No. Well, they're not making money on that car, not even close. They're not making money on that lease. Not happening. But that's okay. They make money on their other cars. That's how they look at it. And by having that car, that helps meet government requirements. And, you know, that's the business of staying in business here in the United States. Here's the reality. Electric vehicle sales made up just 0.6% of total sales last year. 80% of battery electric car customers in the United States lease instead of buying. You want to know what's pathetic? Is the resale value. In 3 years, the vehicle is worth only 27% of its original price. But again, if you've got other stuff to sell, like GM does, BMW does, Mercedes does, you can plug the gap of losing money. General Motors loses about $9,000 every single time it sells a Chevy Volt. $9,000. Fiat loses $20,000 on each electric Fiat 500 it sells. And Tesla, let's put it to you this way, lost $2 billion on $8.5 billion in sales last year. Now, I wrote a story. Again, this is before the heyday of Tesla. This is back in August of 2010. And I was ticked off because at that point in time, General Motors was getting bailed out by the government. Government Motors, remember we're calling it, government stepping in and bailing out all these automakers. And I thought the entire idea was stupid. These automakers would survive. Somebody would buy them out. Everything would be okay. But then you talk about how the government goes ahead and subsidizes cars like the Chevy Volt. Years in the making. Years in the hype. The Chevy Volt. I want to remind everybody, the Chevy Volt, when it was first announced, was back in 2007 at the Detroit Auto Show. The thing looked like something out of, I don't know, Minority Report, that movie with Tom Cruise in the future. It was a really cool car. It's not now. The Chevy Volt is basically an electric Chevy Cruze. That's all. That's all it was. And back in 2010, I ran the numbers. And I want to show you how easy it is. How you too can look through the BS and figure out what's crap and what's not crap. All with one simple tool. A calculator. That's right. Well, the original Chevy Volt was to get 40 miles on a charge. You plug the car in for 4 to 6 hours, it would go 40 miles. Then the gas engine would kick in after that. The cost at the time was $41,000, which is the same at the same back in 2010 of a Mercedes-Benz C-Class 350. Now, the Chevy Cruze, the closest thing to the car, which actually had more room in it. The only difference between the Chevy Cruze is the Chevy Cruze is not electric, and it was only $17,000 back in 2010. So you got $41,000 car, Chevy Volt, minus $17,000 for the Cruze. $24,000 in savings for basically an identical car. Except, again, Chevy Volt has a battery and you can plug it in. But Chris, you can plug it in. It can save you money. All right, let's just assume gasoline is $3 a gallon. That $24,000 in savings that you had by getting the Chevy Cruze over the Volt would take you 320,000 miles because the Chevy Cruze got 40 miles to the gallon. There you go. Simple calculator, basic math explaining how stupid things can be. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump-Kim summit that was set for June 12th is off.
The world, and North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a previously scheduled Senate hearing, where this morning he ended up reading the letter from President Trump to Kim Jong-un. That letter sent following several harshly worded statements out of the North that were very critical of the United States and several members of the Trump administration, including Vice President Mike Pence. Republican Congressman Peter King saying of the president's decision,
"I think he felt his latest statement showed that they were more just interested in making a show."
The Labor Department says 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 11,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, the Bengals. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Quickly wanted to touch on this bit of information, which I think is fantastic as far as the economy is concerned. But, you know, the media was spinning it to some degree. CapEx spending. Why do I look at CapEx spending? If a company is not growing, it's dying. What do I mean by that? You have to constantly be looking at new ways to expand your client base, come up with new ideas, do things differently. You constantly have to try to not so much reinvent yourself. I guess that's the wrong way of putting things. But constantly going out there every single day looking to get better. It's kind of like as individuals. You want to wake up every single day and you want to be a better individual today than you were yesterday. When companies stop doing that, well, they're in trouble. CapEx spending by S&P 500 companies is expected to rise 24% in the first quarter. $166 billion. That's great news. Again, we were told, oh, no, all these companies, they're just going to hoard the cash, and they're going to just buy back their stock and give it back to evil rich people in the form of dividends. First and foremost, there's nothing wrong with companies doing either of those things, but they're also spending money on improving their businesses, coming up with new ideas, which is great. Do investors want it? Why not? Why not? Now, again, you don't want money being spent haphazardly. And when I talk about capital expenditures, sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. For example, retail. Oh, we got to keep putting up more stores and do, well, no. Maybe more stores isn't the answer. Maybe a better experience within the existing stores that you have. Maybe a better online presence. Maybe trying to find a way to capture and bring more people into the stores is actually better than having more stores. Anyway, one company that does a pretty good job, pretty darn good job of figuring out ways to spend its cash pile, Apple. I forget where I read this, but anyway, take a look at Apple. It's Apple-Amazon comparison. And if you were to actually take a look at the numbers, Apple, okay, generated $48.35 billion in profit. Profit during its fiscal 2017. It made $13.8 billion in net income during the March 2018 quarter. Now, Amazon, their total net income, get this straight, total net income since its inception, this is since the 1990s, is $9.6 billion. Think about that for a second. There's a comparison for you. And again, it kind of looks, and why I'm bringing this up, is how we go about looking at companies and how we invest. And people sometimes, you know, criticize, well, you know, you could have gotten into Amazon a lot earlier, and you could have gotten into this a lot earlier. I know. I could have, but I didn't. I didn't. At that point in time, it was too risky. You're saying Amazon? Companies are accidents. There was a lot of accidents, a lot of black swans that were flying around in the late 1990s. I didn't know which ones were going to survive. I didn't. I had an idea. I had an idea of which one. I definitely knew the ones that were not going to survive. That's for darn sure. We were spot on with the companies that we knew were not going to survive. But the ones that I was not sure about, well, I wasn't sure about. So we waited. So what? So I didn't get in at the exact bottom. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here's a tip. You're never, ever, ever going to get in at the exact bottom and out at the exact top. And actually trying to do that, that's what's really going to get you hurt. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. Little Eurythmics with Annie Lennox. I catch my kids sometimes, in particular my daughter, who is 13 years old. From time to time, I catch her listening to my music. And she likes the Eurythmics. She likes this song. But let me tell you something. it's an adventure. 13-year-old teenage girls. You know, my name is Daddy when she wants something. But other than that, my name is So Annoying. Pretty much. I go by So Annoying. So Annoying. So annoying. And then, you know, I can't help myself because, you know, when I'm so annoying, then I go out of my way to even be more annoying. That's what I do. Anyway. All right. You're going to have a little fun here. Last hour of the program, I like to kind of get to some of these insane, absurd stories. And, you know, I get kudos. People like it that I share these things because then they share them with their friends, kind of the nuttiness and the things that happen around this country. I'm not making this one up. Again, I some of these things I do have to check a couple times. There's a bill introduced in California legislature that would basically get rid of President's Day and replace it with May Day. That's right. That's right. The International Socialist Holiday from the Soviet Union. Yeah, they want to replace Lincoln Washington's birthday with a communist holiday. It was actually an idea floated in the California legislature. Okay. This one out of George Washington. George Washington University. Some students are not too happy about the mascot. What's their mascot? The Colonials. That's right. The Colonials is, I guess it's now offensive. The student-led newspaper, and the newspaper is the GW Hatchet. Now, I don't understand how that's not offensive. That would be offensive to people out there that have been killed by Jason Voorhees. You can't have a newspaper called The Hatchet. But anyway, you've got a sophomore there and two other students launched a petition to get rid of the Colonials, and they want to turn it over. They want it to be the Hippopotamuses. Well, wait a second here, okay? Well, everybody know that the hippopotamus kills, and I'm not making this up, an estimated 3,000 humans a year. Kills more human beings in Africa than lions do. Okay? And they want to be the George Washington University hippopotamuses? Is it hippopotamuses? Is that how you say it? Or is it hippopotami? I don't even know. Good question. Anyway. Colonial is offensive. It's offensive because certain people come from colonies, that's going to make people upset. Are you kidding me? We were a colony. Yeah, it doesn't take much to get the snowflakes upset nowadays. It doesn't. And here's what we were talking about, television, and how, well, television just not able to bring them in like they used to for a myriad of reasons. But I'm going to be honest with you, many of the old shows out there still do. My youngest son loves The Office. He watches that on Netflix. My daughter loves Friends. Loves the television show Friends. But again, she's a generation Y. She's not a millennial. Millennials hate Friends. They do. They're very upset about the television show. They don't like it at all. You know what's funny as well? You know that it's a 20-year anniversary? I'm talking about, I don't want so much TV today. 20-year anniversary of the last Seinfeld episode. You know, when I still think of 30 years ago, I think to like 1970. I think it's like 1970. And I've come to the realization it's almost 50 years ago. What happened? Where'd the time go? But anyway, yeah, millennials watching Friends are shocked by the storylines. Very, very upset. They say that Rachel would have been fired for sexual harassment because she hires an assistant who isn't qualified for the position because she wants to date him. Right. Sexual harassment. Oh, yeah. I know that doesn't happen today. Yeah, because, you know, you walk into a lot of really fine dining establishments or establishments out there, and most of them have really unattractive hostesses in the front. Right, sure. Anyway, oh, fat jokes. Some girl ate Monica, cried Joey. It was Matt LeBlanc. Can't say that anymore. Also, when Ross was very, very upset, because he saw his son playing with the Barbie doll. Oh, my God. BuzzFeed calls Friends blanking infuriating. You can't do that. And Chandler's dad, who was played by Kathleen Turner. Remember that? Drag queen? No. You can't do any of that stuff anymore, kids. Can't have a sense of humor. Again, millennials, anytime you guys want to go and start your own country somewhere, have at it. Just go. Anyway, quickly on this one. This kind of shows you what these organizations are really like. It was a fuddy-duddy charity event taking place. Town and Country Magazine. Familiar with Town and Country Magazine? Fuddy-duddy. Basically, New York City, Boston, Hamptons, Martha's Vineyard. That's basically what the magazine is about. So they invite Monica Lewinsky to this event, and she accepts. And then they find out that Bill Clinton wants to come. And what do? They disinvite Monica Lewinsky. Who does that? I mean, she already accepted. You asked her. Hey, gotta go. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. Earlier today, we heard from President Trump on the decision.
I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world. I've spoken to General Mattis and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and our military, which is by far the most powerful anywhere in the world, that has been greatly enhanced recently, as you all know, is ready if necessary.
Today, the president also presented the Medal of Honor to retired Navy SEAL Master Chief Britt Slabinski.
We love our Navy SEALs. They're very special, very incredible people. It's now my tremendous privilege to present to you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Federal transportation regulators have issued a first-of-its-kind recommendation on school bus safety, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The National Transportation Safety Board making a recommendation for the first time ever that lap and shoulder seat belts be required on all new school buses in America. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt.
In such a crackdown is long overdue.
Sumwalt was speaking to NBC News. He says the agency's new position follows an investigation that was prompted by two deadly school bus crashes in 2016. The agency now recommending the 42 states that don't require lap and shoulder belts on large school buses add that requirement.
An Oregon high school student is suing his school, saying it violated his First Amendment rights when they suspended him for wearing a President Trump shirt. The student wore the shirt because he knew they were going to be talking about politics and immigration during his People in Politics class that day. The shirt did say Donald J. Trump Construction Company. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump canceled his planned summit with North Korea today. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was also testifying today before Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez had some concerns going into this meeting.
The art of diplomacy is a lot harder than the art of the deal. The reality is that it's pretty amazing that the administration might be shocked that North Korea is acting as North Korea might very well normally act. And while we applaud robust diplomatic efforts to try to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, many of us were deeply concerned that the lack of deep preparation that is necessary before such a summit is even agreed to was not taking place.
Now take a listen to Secretary of State Pompeo's response.
We have endeavored to do what Chairman Kim and I had agreed, was to put teams, preparation teams, together to begin to work to prepare for the summit. And we had received no response to our inquiries from them. So we, in addition to what the president laid out in his letter, it is also the case that the, I disagree with what you said in your opening statement. I think the American team's fully prepared. I think we're rocking. I think we're ready. I think we're prepared for this meeting. I think President Trump's prepared for this meeting. We were fully engaged over the past weeks to prepare for this meeting. So I disagree with your assessment that the Americans are not ready.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.